get to this.
From my heart and from my hand, why don't people understand my intention?
That's right. Dr. Wireless Wednesday yet again. And we are live with Rick Limpert from beautiful California out in Indian Wells for this week at the PNP Paribas Open and the tennis tournament going out there, which I guess according to Rick and his notes, it's the biggest tennis tournament in the world outside of the four majors. And Rick Limpert joining us on the waitfor.com hotline. Rick, what's up, man?
Mitch, good to hear your voice. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you? I saw the little tidbit that you played in a doubles match with Kei Nishikori, and you beat David Ferrer and some dude by the name of Ben Rothenberg. Congratulations.
Yeah, I hold a 1-0 lifetime record over world number 8, David Ferrer, right now.
Who's Ben Rothenberg, exactly?
He's a tennis writer for the New York Times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nicely done, Rick. Way to go. Well, I mean, did you carry your weight? What did you do?
Yeah, I hit two good overheads. I hit angle volley. And, I surprised myself a little bit. It was in front of a good crowd of a few hundred people, and it was a fun event. I mean, Kei Nishikori was great. I mean, I was on a court with two of the top 10 players in the world, and I held my own a little bit.
That's awesome. Glad to hear that. I'm excited for you, and I'm proud of you. Great job. Of course, if you're just tuning in and you've never heard Wireless Wednesday, Rick Limpert, Atlanta-based Yahoo News and Sports contributor, covers sports technology on a national level, whether it's for Examiner.com, CBS Atlanta, also featured on Everything Georgia. You can follow Rick on Twitter, at Rick Roswell, and everything we're going to be talking about over the course of the next several minutes, you can find on ricklimpert.info. So Rick's at Indian Wells, as we said. The BNP Paribas Open is the most tech-friendly tournament on the ATP Tour. So with Rick there, taking part in all the pre-tournament events, we're going to kind of talk California with Rick. And so that went well for you in the Tennis with the Stars event. And let's take a look at some of the technology that's been developed in the state of California. And first and foremost, especially with what happened on Monday, Rick, with the big announcement about the first ever Apple Watch.
Yeah, I don't know where you stand on having a smartwatch, Mitch, but you know, Apple's going all in now with the Apple Watch at a wide range of prices, starting at $349 and going up into the
$10,000,
five figures for a smartwatch, which is unbelievable. But I'm sure they're going to sell some, and they're hoping that you will start using your watch kind of like we use our mobile phones. I think it's going to be a tougher sell than what they think, but it could catch on, and they're going to sell a lot of Apple Watches.
Yeah, well, where I am in with that is I own Apple stock, so whatever's good for the Apple stock, I'm all for. But I just don't see, I mean, all of a sudden you're going to have a world of people walking around like they're Dick Tracy, where they're talking into their watch. I just don't see that happening.
I don't see that happening right now either. You're going to maybe use the watch to, look at some apps or maybe look at your email. A watch face is smaller, remember, than your phone, and we're starting to get used to using bigger faces on our phones. So there's a lot to think about with this. I'm not going to spring for one right now, and maybe I'll get a review unit to try out, and I've tried some of the other watches. I'm just not sold on this old smartwatch thing. I don't know where it's really going yet.
Right. Well, the price point's not that bad when you talk about $350. I mean, it's basically the same amount of money to have the phone. But when you start getting up into, more bells and whistles, and especially, I guess, when you're talking about an all platinum or an all 24 karat gold watch, that's when you're getting up into the $10,000 price range. Mitch Evans experience here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rick Limpert, Wireless Wednesday. Rick's out in Indian Wells, California. So we're talking about technology from California and the history of technology when you talk about all the manufacturing companies in California and all the high-tech jobs in Silicon Valley. By the way, how exactly did Silicon Valley get its name, Rick?
Yeah, I had to do a little research on this. I thought maybe you'd be interested in this, Mitch. But actually, even though Silicon Valley is kind of a recent term, it actually The research I did said it dates back to 1971, which is a little strange to think about, but, you know, if somebody coined the term in a magazine, it kind of took on with, you know, hardware and software products being developed in Silicon Valley, which is the northern part of California, the Bay Area type, if people don't know where it is. And then Silicon Valley today, it holds true because a large number of semiconductors and chips are made in Silicon Valley. So it's basically the term for the big tech community in Northern California.
What, more tech startups in California than any other state? And, you know, when you talk about a startup, I mean, obviously it's a new company, but when you talk about the income for some of these startup companies out there in California, especially technology-wise, I mean, it could really, balloon rather quickly if it hits.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. It's a little difficult for some people to understand, but, you know, you hear the word startup a lot, and, you know, a company started up usually by a couple people, and they're hoping to grow it, and they have an idea, and then, you know, maybe the exit strategy for a lot of these companies is getting bought out by a big company like Apple or Google, and that's how they make the money. But it's a rare thing that happens. I mean, for every company that hits the big, I would guess there's thousands and thousands that, you know, never really get off the ground that much with their idea. So it's an interesting field to follow. There's no startup community like the tech community. And, you know, it's hard for me to keep tabs on it because it changes so quickly, but it's interesting to follow.
Wireless Wednesday, App of the Week.
All right, what do you got for me out there in California, Rick?
Well, I'm having a good time here at the Omni Rancho Las Palmas, but if you're going to California, you don't know what you want to do. Yeah, well, you know, at least I can do. If you don't know what you want to do and you don't know where you're going, I found an app here, a $4.99, the California Essential Guide app for your Apple device. And it's done by a woman who's a traveler, and she does a really good job of giving a first-person point of view of travel in California, videos, lots of information, and it's $4.99. I hate paying for apps, but this one's well worth it. It builds itself as the best of California in your pocket, and it really is.
Well, so Indian Wells, is that like near Palm Springs? That's in Central California? Where exactly is Indian Wells?
Yeah, Indian Wells is a suburb, you would say, of Palm Springs. There's a bunch of little cities along the little track. They call it the Coachella Valley. A big music fest will be out here in a few weeks. And it's now for the next 2 weeks. And I'm in staying in Rancho Mirage, which is right next to Indian Wells. And, you know, it's a beautiful area. You see the mountains and the snow on the mountains, but it's still 90 degrees out.
I mean, how hoity-toity is it out there? Be honest with me now, Rick.
I'm out of my element, Mitch. Come on. I mean, this is, you know, but the people are real nice. I guess maybe they know your media and you're doing some pieces on the things out
right here.
They're pretty nice to you. But the tennis event was great. Everybody was nice. First year for this Tennis with the Stars, and it went off. I was happy to be a part of it. It went off without a hitch. So I even was able to return one of Katie Nishikori's hard first serves in a little serve exhibition they did.
That's awesome. I'm jealous, man. I really am. Hey, Rick, real quick, I got someone who's texted in on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 229 tonight, wants to know if you know anything about nextradioapp.com.
I don't. I'll have to look it up, and we can talk about that. There's lots of radio apps out there, and that's like there's startups, a lot of them. So it's hard to keep tabs on all of them, but I'll take a look at it.
All right. Also, someone texted in and says, I have one of those Samsung Power Ranger watches, and they suck. If the Apple Watch is anything like the Samsung Watch, not anybody's going to buy it. I would imagine with Apple behind it. Although Samsung, but it's not a Power Ranger watch, obviously.
No, are there still Power Rangers around? I don't know. But the Apple Watch is still about a month away from it really coming out. So there's still some kinks they're working out. I expect it to work fine, and a lot of people are going to buy it.
All right, Rick Lippert, how much longer are you out there in California?
Coming back Friday night, so a couple more days of tennis and hard work out here, Mitch, and we'll see you when I get back.
All right, this one's for you, Rick. A little Hotel California, buddy.
All right, that's pretty appropriate. Wish you were here with me, Mitch. We'll see you soon.
Hey, next time invite me and I'll come. I can do the show there from live. Do it live from there, no problem.
We'll work on that.
You do that. Rick Lippert with us on the wait4.com hotline. with Wireless Wednesday. We'll come back.